Who in the hell do we think we are? Who in the hell do we think we are?
We thought we were.
We couldn't beat Sisters of the Poor with four freaking turnovers. Four turnovers. Cannot do it.
Will not do it.
But we did it. Unbelievable.
Handed it to him.
Unbelievable. Five straight losses to the University of Minnesota. Five of them. 6-21 in one score games in the last 4 years. The streak continues.
We're cursed.
I don't know.
Listen, I got a text from my cousin a couple hours before the game. He's like, what do you think about tonight? I'm like, I expect a loss.
No, you say, when people ask me what they think about the Huskers, I say, listen to my podcast. That's what you should be saying, but go ahead.
Anyway, he's one of the few that actually listens to this.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Craig.
An American listener. Awesome.
He actually lives in Minnesota.
Oh, my.
He lives in the Twin Cities.
Oh, he's the one. Okay.
Well, he asked me, you know, how I felt about the game, and I said, I expect to lose, but would not be surprised if we won. Because it's Minnesota, first of all. And we have I feel like we have a better coaching staff.
Do we?
And then...
Do we?
Time will tell.
We'll really find out next week, won't we?
We not start having this conversation yet. It's year
one. Oh, no, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. I'm Husker fans, just unfold your panties just for a moment. I mean, it's the first game. It's a day one, week one mentality, and we're literally at day freaking two. So simmer down, Husker fan.
Here's my thing.
I agree with you on that one.
A statistic during the game regarding Matt Rhule and his coaching career in college, and it seems as though year three for him has been the turning point for the programs that he's been at, Temple and Baylor. You were at this game, right? Or no?
No.
Not at this game. You're going to Colorado.
No, yeah. I'm not going to Colorado either, no.
You're not?
Nope. I can't. I don't have enough donor points. Man, it's a high-demand ticket.
You got to start paying some more money.
Give me some more money for my donation. I'll write you along.
We'll get some more listeners. We'll get some more zeros behind that.
Oh, more listeners, dude.
All right. Well, the stat that was shown about him at Temple and Baylor.
He's a process guy.
His third year. There were things that were similar from games of the past few seasons, but there was also some improvement. One, namely, being the pursuit of the ball and tackling. Imagine that. You tackle in practice, you can tackle in games. I think we did a good job of that.
We did a great job of that. I will say our defense gives me hope. Yep. And I have always said, going back to when Bill Moose was hired, yeah. I told him in front of 300 people, I said, if we want to have an identity, the University of Nebraska wants to get its identity back, we have to start with the black shirts. And I will say this, I was not embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was not embarrassed. They tackled. Everybody made tackles. They made tackles in open space. People were flying to the ball.
Interception.
I kind of liked this 3-3-3. They were only rushing for the majority of the game. They were only rushing four guys.
Yeah.
Towards the end, they're mixing it up a little bit. But our secondary was solid.
Yeah.
Creating a little confusion. I like our defense. So I think that's where we start. Is an identity for Nebraska football. We start with our defense.
Well, I don't know. We can kind of go start to finish. We obviously started slow. The game itself was just, you know, an equal game throughout.
Yeah, we're evenly matched.
No one could really break away. And as that progressed, it was like, oh, we could win this, but never mind. It's a close game type of thing. It's like you just knew something was going to happen.
Four turnovers happened.
I mean,
you can't do that. And the rule's right. The fact that we're that close with four turnovers is amazing.
Yeah. Well, especially with an in-conference opponent who's frankly, done more than we have over the last decade. Yeah, you're just not going to win games when you have those four turnovers. And, I mean, Sims had a lot of good and just as much bad. He looks...
Well, we're asking him to be a one-dimensional offense, brah. And, you know, he's going to be highlighted in a hurry, isn't he? No, but he is known as a turnover machine. I had a friend of mine before the game and said, this guy is going to be turning the ball over. I'm like, God, he hasn't even played yet.
Yep.
Well, he's right. He's turned the ball over.
We've had the same quarterback for 19 years.
Yes. Oh, golly.
Now, here's what I told one of my buddies about Sims. I was like, Sims reminds me a lot of Tommy Armstrong. He's going to keep us in games, but in those same games, he could be the reason that we lose.
Well, again, if you don't have a lot of weapons around you, that's fair. But hey, that's a compliment to Jeff Sims if he's like Tommy Armstrong. I mean, I think Tommy Armstrong was one tough mofo.
I think if Tommy Armstrong wasn't our quarterback, we'd have lost every game.
We played that year. That guy was tougher than nails.
Did he have 5 or 6 wins? I can't remember, but I mean, it's just like...
Yeah.
And there was, you know, he just the things that happened with Sims just gave me a glimpse of Tommy Armstrong. He made some great plays, and then there was just a couple that were just like, what is going on? Like, how do you throw the balls? I mean, that's that pick before halftime. Right before the second half or second quarter ended.
Now let's talk about that.
I think we scored.
Fine. Forget if we didn't score.
I think that was a score.
So I had a little fight with one of my boys on my text thread, or not a fight, a disagreement. And I just said, again, who the hell do we think we are? I would have kicked a field goal. Even with 11 seconds left, I would have taken the points.
The downside to that is you're
telling your offense we don't trust in you, or we don't believe in you. But the upside is we're playing the freaking percentages. But we don't have anybody who can play, Petey, so I don't trust anybody.
We had to use our last timeout to avoid the runoff, right?
Yes.
I told my buddy and I were talking about it, you know, before the game and during the game. It was like pre-snap penalties and, you know, drive killers, holding calls, I don't recall many holding calls. I don't know if we even had any, to be honest. But pre-snap penalties...
Well, you have to try and block once in a while.
Killers.
Get a holding call, but... Yeah, yes, and it's unacceptable. It is freaking unacceptable. And I think the difference between Scott Frost and Matt Rhule is that I think they're going to be...
I think there's going to be
some teaching moments in practice this week.
There's a lot of good to focus on, but there's stuff that they can learn from. And I think this coaching staff, I'm going to give them the chance to allow these players to grow from their mistakes.
Yes.
And you've heard it before.
We're on the front end of building something, what Rhule said. And so, yes, it's day one, week one. But I do think I see a coach who is engaged on the sideline. Yeah. And just because you have a
knows
different
where he
personality.
Is.
But, I mean, he
knew he was in Minnesota.
He wasn't slumped over in a golf cart watching the game. But anyway, we gotta let that go.
Let it go, Sam.
Let it go.
2023 now.
Yes, 2023.
Onward,
this guy's engaged, and you can tell he's coaching on the sideline. There's communication.
Yeah.
There's communication. So I don't have anything. I just think all these Husker fans, we have such high expectations for instant gratification, and it's not gonna come.
Yeah.
It's we're gonna have to be patient.
I think how funny it is how quickly people turn after four quarters of football, given the circumstances that this
They're like,
guy...
That's a wrong hire. We should have hired Dion. We'll get to him in a minute. But, I mean, good grief. Just...
Come on.
Just come on is right.
There's a reason, you know, you're not getting your first choice.
We're going to put... The next person that complains, I'm going to put him in at left tackle because they're probably going to be better than the left tackle we currently have. But, God almighty, if you look, KPD and I just watched the first drive, and that kid missed every frickin' assignment he had on that first drive, and it screwed up the first drive. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So, can we please get the left tackle? God, Sam's wish list this week. We'll have wish list this season. I just made it up. So, my wish for this particular week is, can we get the left tackle figured out? I mean, put frickin' Teddy back in there if he's even half healthy.
Gotta have him.
This Cochran kid is just, God bless you, son, but you cannot play. It's terrible.
So
okay, so it sets up going into next week.
We choked, man. Going into Colorado,
we
choked.
We are. It's now prime time versus the humble man. What a storyline all this week is going to be. It's going to be about the underdog, poor little stepchildren, Nebraska Cornhuskers, against the guy that backs it up. He talks the talk. He walks the walk. He's the exact same situation we are. We're both bottom of the barrel, Power Five programs. And if Colorado beats us, they certainly are not there. I mean, they won't be stuck there. They won't be stuck there, and we will be stuck there. And that's, again, we have to gain perspective. We are a bottom five of all the Power Five conference schools. Our football program is in the bottom five. End of story.
Yeah.
Until we get something, and so
you got to beat somebody to get some.
We got to beat these guys. Now, the beginning of the season, you, PD, predicted a win in this, as mm-hmm. I recall, and yeah. I predicted a loss. I am confidently, unfortunately, staying with my. Well, we have to stay with our predictions, but I just don't see it. Now, and I'll let you go here in a second because you're going to stand by your man kind of man.
Yep.
If we beat these guys, the media just flips. This is one of the biggest opportunities
we've had for
Rule in a long time.
I think we go to a
bowl game. I think it changes the narrative. It shuts the idiots up from the top row.
Confidence builder.
It's a confidence builder.
Go into Boulder.
If this thing turns into a track meet, PD, good grief, we are screwed. We are going to be screwed.
It's a good thing our defense improved from last year because they're going to have to travel
It's time to solidify.
They say defense travels.
Well, let's go.
Yeah. They say defense travels. You know, like I've been seeing all the headlines and like literally every highlight on SportsCenter, ESPN, all that stuff is Deion. Like, rightfully so. They just beat an awesome team in TCU who...
And then, by the way, I believe they had four turnovers also. Colorado did. They had at least three, I guess. I think
that game was... That was
a track
wild.
Meet. We can't get into a freaking track meet.
Yeah, I mean, it was work. Big 12 football. So, you know, but kudos to Deion and what he's done in the short time that he's been there.
I absolutely say kudos to Deion. Everything I've seen, are people, you know, he's a polarizing figure. But God,
well,
he's
not
going to
apologize about that.
No,
he's
a freaking winner, man. He's a winner. He is a winner.
I think Rule knows what's at stake here. I think he's been looking towards this game even more so than maybe Minnesota, which sucks. But I think he knows what could potentially happen if they pull out a victory here in this game, especially now that, you know, the one thing I talked about in our preview was that Colorado's has a ton of momentum on their side, and now that they beat TCU, it is magnified and tripled, quadrupled, 100 times over,
burning very, very hot.
You know, the Vegas
numbers are going down.
Yeah, there's a storm brewing in Boulder, and it's all good things for the Buffs fans at the moment.
Congratulations, Buffs fans. Yeah. We'd love to be there. We're envious.
You know, but if our defense travels, if our defense plays the way that we did last week, if
we don't have turnovers, if we have a left tackle that makes his assignments, if.
Yeah, but, I mean, they always say it's the cliche, you always improve the most from week one to week two. Well, we've got a lot of room for improvement, and let's just hope that our coaches get that through to our guys and that our guys accept that challenge. Because
he's got to get these guys locked in because these younger guys,
it has to be a business
nowadays,
trip.
All they're going to be doing is watching ESPN all week. And God
Colorado,
knows what,
Colorado, Colorado,
Colorado, Colorado, Colorado, Colorado. Yeah. And if they can take that and somehow harness that and get pissed the hell off and use it to our advantage, it's a hell of an opportunity because then we'll have that kind of hype next week.
We got to not have targeting calls.
Yeah,
that was huge.
Come on now. Yeah.
You know, but we do need to contain Sanders and I mean that what's that guy's name? Their number 12 guy. I can't remember his name, the guy that plays both ways.
Oh, I can't remember his name either, but we'll know here in about 3 weeks. Bryce something? Stud. Bryce Turner? Or no.
I can't remember, but anyway, he's amazing.
We make so many mistakes on this podcast.
That's why it's...
We don't know the name of the... Jeff Bromfield or Purdue? No, he isn't.
Filtered.
Ryan Walters is the coach.
Yeah, yeah, Brom moved
it's
on.
It's unfiltered. We don't know.
We're just fans.
We're just passionate.
React. Read and react.
Well, I think they can be beat... I do believe they can be beat. We can't turn the ball over. And like you say, it's defense, 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 man. No track meets. We can do this.
Mm. Final score?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. Now, on air, I did not predict last week's final score. I said 17-10, though, and that's on the record on social media. Somebody wants to go look it up. So that's pretty close. I think
also for the record, we were both right in predicting
we
no
were
loss
right.
To Minnesota.
So we're both 1-0, unfortunately. So next week, I think Nebraska is going to lose by a touchdown. I am going to go somewhere. I'm going to say 24-17. I think we lose 24-17. What about you,
well,
Pete? What's the big win? We're gonna 1 point win or 3 point win?
No, we don't win those kind of games.
Oh,
remember?
Ooh, it's gonna be a blowout, huh?
No, it's definitely not gonna be a blowout either. But I need to pick a game. I need to pick a score spread that's greater than 3 because we don't win those games.
Right.
So why don't I say 24 to 16.
24-16, huh? Okay. Fair enough.
Nebraska.
Nebraska, okay.
Only because I have to stick with my prediction.
Yeah. That's right. Well, so we have faith in a defense that are going to hold them to 24. Hold them to 24.
No, 16.
Oh, it's 16. Oh, on your case, 24, yeah. I'm 24. Us. Oh, so you're saying 16. I'm saying 24. You're right. Can we talk real quick? Is that about... That it for both Huskers.
Let's
I mean,
it's
pretty straightforward. Can Let's we talk about that volleyball game
that
down there?
Was sick.
Were you down there?
I wasn't down there,
dude,
but
it was
so cool.
I've been to the Memorial Stadium dozens of times in my life. I wouldn't say hundreds, but dozens of times. And it's the most memorable event I've ever seen in that stadium. Just and talk about recruiting, bro.
Ah, dude.
Holy cow. I mean, we're like on NBC Nightly News, ABC World. I mean,
the whole,
all over the freaking.
For women's events.
Brilliant. And you know what? You know we're going to do it again next year. And you know we're going to go again.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be 93,000 next year. I mean, unbelievable, fantastic idea by Coach Cook. Mm. Thank you, Trev Alberts, for backing it up. I mean, volleyball is like.
Seeing that mosh pit around the volleyball court, you know, like not actual mosh pit, but just the crowd around.
It was unbelievable.
On the field. The setup was just so cool. And, you know, I'm sure it was amazing being down there, but seeing it on TV.
Yeah.
It was just, you could tell the energy was there.
It's
been a long time since there's been energy like that.
It was a different deal, because you can't have sustained energy like you have at a football game, like if a, you know, so it was kind of pops of it. But
yeah.
At the end of the game, it was incredible. I mean, when they announced the 92,003 people, the place was just nuts.
Yeah.
I was very excited to be. My wife, who does very rarely goes, I don't know the last time she was in Memorial Stadium, it's maybe 8 or 10 years. She loved it. She loved it. It was just a lot of fun.
That's
it just
cool.
Has a lot. Really cool for women's sports. And, you know, maybe next year we can play the Creighton volleyball team.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun.
Can you imagine how packed that
would
be?
Oh, I want to see all those blue idiots in there. There were a couple of idiots in there that had blue on. It was driving me nuts. Of course, they were
Carney.
For Carney. Yeah, you're right. Anywho, all right, man. Anything else?
No, man. Just say some prayers.
Say some prayers. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.